Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. This week has been a little hard. It's like last week, two hard weeks in a row. I'm fine, really. I'm happy, I guess, but I feel very tired. It's been cold and rainy. 2 weeks ago, it was so pretty. Every day was really beautiful and sunny. The trees all were full of flowers and butterflies. After a cold, wet winter, it felt so good, so good. But then the weather changed, all of a sudden. It got to be cold, windy, and rainy. No sun. I can't see the sun at all. I thought I was done wearing sweaters and turning on the heat, but no, I'm back doing that. It's funny how quickly you get used to something. I got used to the spring already. Then I got surprised by the cold and rain, and it felt like a shock. And then we lost an hour. I mean, the time changed. Last Saturday at 2 o'clock in the morning, it was all of a sudden 3 o'clock in the morning. So now I feel sleepy, and I haven't gotten used to how it feels to be awake at this time of day. But you know what? I am used to this feeling. I'm used to feeling a little down, a little slow sometimes. And I know it's okay, because it will change. I don't always feel this way, and so since I'm used to it, I can be gentle with myself. I don't have to be upset that I'm not feeling as much energy as usual. It's like music. There are slow parts and fast parts. And while you're listening to one part of a song, it's slow, it's quiet, you get used to it, and then it begins to speed up, get louder, and it's really thrilling because you were used to the slow, quiet part, and that changed. So I was used to the warm weather. Now I'm used to the cold again. I was used to feeling happy and excited. Now I'm used to feeling a little tired and, I don't know, quiet. And it's really not that bad of a feeling at all. That's all for this time, friends. I hope you enjoyed this little talk. Can't wait to see you again on the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Be sure to check out our Patreon page, where you can find all the transcripts to read along with the episodes. It really helps to improve your English. And send me your story to my email address, which is Carl, K-A-R-L, at boxcaringlish.com. Thanks again, and I can't wait to see you next time on Boxcar English.